A Problem Shared with Tony McGinley on Kerry Today.
Yeah, Tony McGinley with us for Problem Shared. Tony, good morning to you and thanks for joining me again.
And a very good morning to you, Gerry.
Okay, Tony, we have a query in from a listener, and if anyone has any queries, get them into us now on 0667123666 or text or WhatsApp them to 083 300 3300. Listener says, Tony, when I look to the future stretching ahead of me, I'm frightened. I'm married and the problem is my husband does his own thing, always has done, and we do almost nothing together. I wish we did, and to be honest, I often feel very lonely when he goes off out the door to meet his friends for their activities. I'm in my 60s. I'm worried of what lies ahead for me and others like me.
Not an uncommon situation, unfortunately. It's a very sort of Irish sort of situation, and where the husband and wife kind of have to, as it were, dig their own sort of hideouts, as it were. But what needs to happen here is that this lady needs to rebuild her life and not concentrate on trying to re-educate the husband, because at that sort of age, things don't change easily. To take a hell of a lot of work by experts to change his outlook. But what she could do on a very, day-to-day basis sort of thing is to build up her interests, her contacts, and her hobbies, whatever she does or whoever she mixes with. A lot of people nowadays, in that sort of situation, get involved with, say, something like a charity. Do charity work or help in a charity shop. The other thing is getting, interested in art, music or whatever, some sort of hobbies. Another thing that can be done is taking up re-education. It's the time of the year now when courses will be starting in the technical colleges, and if you're anywhere near a technical college, that's a very good place. Sign up and do whatever, they're cheap enough, so you could take a chance and sign up for some course or other. It gives you contact with people, it gives you contact with ideas and so on and so forth. So basically, that is something that you can do fairly quickly and not cause an avalanche, as it were, by accident.
Should there be a discussion as well, though, Tony, notwithstanding what you're saying about having your own activities in your own life, it's good to have some separate things, but that she feels that there needs to be more of a togetherness, that it's fine for someone to have activities, but when you're doing all your activities with other people and ignoring your spouse, not doing anything together, that's not sustainable, is it?
A lot of marriages I'm aware of work on that sort of basis. They tend to be older people in their 60s and 70s. But, to try and change something that has been a particular way for whatever 40 years or so is not an easy
task. Not easy.
That's what I'm saying. And it's certainly not one for somebody without an education in psychology or behavioral sciences to change that sort of pattern. She could try saying very gently to him, it would be nice if we went out for the odd meal here and there. Suggest things that are doable. Let's go for a coffee today before we do the shopping or whatever, that sort of thing. But other than that, I think it could cause more problems than it could fix if it were tackled, as it were, with a hatchet in hand.
An ultimatum saying you have to stop doing what you're doing and spend all your time with me. That's not the way to go.
Yeah, it could start a war, and that is not the desirable thing. I think the simplest thing that you could do immediately is to start to build up what you do in your own life. Don't spend your time just watching telly or being unfocused. There are so many hobbies and things that you can do even at home. There are so many contacts that you can get involved with, as I mentioned, doing courses, maybe helping in a some charity or other. You know, there's umpteen contacts. And no, it's not easy if you've not been doing that sort of thing. It's very difficult to make the first moves. But once you start moving in that direction, you'll find, you know, things begin to, you know, happen. Suddenly you have a new friend calling you about something or other. And that's the sort of thing that you can build up. You know, it can be done on a sort of day-to-day basis over a few months, and you can have quite a shift in your outlook then that way. But yeah, later on, I suppose, it would be a good idea to talk to your doctor, you to your doctor, about your husband's behaviour, and he'll give you an idea of what might be available, with regard to, I won't say therapy, but changing his mind.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Okay, Tony, good one. We'll keep going with that. If you have a view on it, if you have any questions or queries for Tony, get in touch with us in the programme. We'll have more on A Problem Shared after we take these.
A Problem Shared with Tony McGinley on Kerry Today.
Yeah, keep your comments, views and opinions coming into us. We've Tony McGinley on the line for A Problem Shared. And Tony, a listener gets in touch, says, our eldest son sustained an injury about 2 years ago. The accident shook him up a lot and left him with symptoms. We're worried about him because we think he may be depressed. He stays at home a great deal, whereas before he was out most of the time. Also, he's pulled back from a lot of his friends. He spends many hours listening to music or on the internet. Our worry is about his mental state more than his physical well-being. What to do?
Yeah, I think they're dead right in their assumptions there. You know, an injury that lasts like that, a lasting injury, shifts a person's life completely. It can, it depends on the amount of symptoms he's left with, but it can shift everything he does. And sometimes people can overreact to that. And he may indeed be overreacting to whatever symptoms he's left with. But on the other hand, I think if you're correctly observing the pattern of his behaviour, he's spending too much time in his room listening to music on the internet, etc., that is a fair indication that something might need to happen. It's very difficult like that with somebody who's gone through a life-changing sort of experience to deal with. How do I contact him? How do I say it appears you might be a little bit depressed or whatever? You have to be very, very diplomatic, very, very careful, because it'll start an argument which could literally shut down all communication. So what needs to happen, as distinct from what you can do, is that he needs to get involved in things that he can do. I mean, he may not realize that he is sort of going into himself. So it's very important, you know, I would suggest again, if you have friends or you're friendly with your doctor, it is a sort of situation you could discuss with somebody in detail and work out a few strategies, you know, with regard to helping him. Because basically, if he does allow himself to go that way, he can literally go into himself and become somewhat depressed. It may not be depression in the sort of medical sense as such, but anybody who goes through an accident and is left with lasting symptoms will have that sort of feeling. You know, I'm screwed. My life is fixed, finished. And if that is allowed to grow in the head, it can become quite a difficult sort of outlook in life.
Is it important to recognise, depending how severe this is, Tony, that professional assessment will probably be needed, maybe? That if he is suffering something like post-traumatic stress from the accident?
Yeah, introducing that, again, as I say, something they could, the parents could discuss with the family doctor if they have that sort of contact with the family doctor. And arrange for something like that if they can do it. Because sometimes you go in and it literally starts, it sets like a fuse off and a bomb blows up, you know, and all communication is for a while anyway, closed down.
A listener gets in touch, inviting him out for a walk and then casually bringing it up might help, says the listener.
Yeah, if he's not already going out and inviting from Mohawk, might not be the best. But, you know, yeah, bring him out. You know, so we're going for a lunch today. We'll have a lunch and such and such. Are you interested?
Yeah.
If he accepts something like that, that's a good place.
That's the way to do
sort
it.
Sort of bring up something very, very carefully. Because if you bring it up in a sort of over-concerned or over sort of, you know, if it comes across too strong, he will literally shut down and won't talk about it.
Yeah, fair point. Okay, Tony, listen, thanks a million for that. That's A Problem Shared with Tony McGinley.